brother. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Can I read that again? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching. Amen. By a new and living way. Hallelujah. How new is your relationship with God? I'm not asking when did you get saved and have you just recently gotten saved. What I'm asking, is there newness in your heart? Is there newness in your mind? Is there newness in your soul? Because that's where you're going to find real joy. Why? Because that newness brings a desire to be pleasing unto the Lord, brings a desire for the Word of God, makes us want to meditate in the Word, makes us want to be wiser than our teachers. A lot of people that just only get the word when they come to church. That makes it easier on the preacher, because about everything he preaches is always going to be new to them. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. That's all right. I don't mind preaching things that you've already read. I don't mind preaching things that you've already studied. I don't mind preaching things that you already know, because really that makes it even more exciting to me. That means you know it, I know it, God knows it. We're going to have church, hallelujah, because we're going to have excitement in our soul, because it's new on our hearts, new on our minds, hallelujah. And even if we hear it again, hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing like preaching the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, being attentive to the Word of God. It kind of keeps you alive. To my knowledge, I have never fallen asleep preaching. Woo! Hallelujah. So if you want a little insight in how not to fall asleep in a sermon, preach with me. Come on. Hallelujah. Preach with me. Get into it like I'm getting into it. Let it get a hold of you. Let it become new and fresh in your heart and in your soul. You ain't going to fall asleep. I might stumble around here and fall off this platform. But I ain't going to fall asleep while I'm preaching. Why? Because, hey, it's newness. Even if I preached it before, it's newness. Hallelujah. Going in my soul, bringing it forth, so we can gain some life. It's all about life. It's not about knowledge. Oh, it's about knowledge too. Don't misunderstand me, but it's about knowledge becoming life. Now, real joy starts at a specific point in our lives. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, if you can't see the kingdom of God, you ain't going to have any real joy. You're just going to be frustrated. You're going to be confused. You're going to be miserable, because you're going to hear other people talk about it. You're going to see people that have the joy about it. You're going to see the newness and the life that it brings into their lives, and you're going to be kind of like, why do they always have that and I don't? Why are they always touched by God and I'm not? And if you're not careful, you can become envious and you can become jealous, and that ain't going to get anything done. You're not going to find any real joy there. Because what you got to do is you got to find out where the spout is. You got to get a hold of what God wants to do in your life, and you got to lay hold of it and let God do it in your life. Hallelujah. You see, we're free moral agents. What that means is we're creatures of choice. We have a choice whether we're going to allow God to have his way with us or whether we're going to sit down on him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever sit down on the preacher? You know what I mean by that? That means the preacher starts hoeing your row. And instead of getting excited and repenting, you get mad and sit down. I'm sure nobody in here has ever done that. Verse 4, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Now, this man was supposed to be wise. Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered. I can almost depict this in my mind, this conversation here. And Jesus is the one smiling the most. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except be a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Amen. There has got to be a spiritual transaction between you and your Savior before joy is ever going to show up in a human being's life. Hallelujah. You can try to serve God, and you can go through the motions of serving God, but they're just motions. They are not newness of life. Because when newness of life kicks in, it's not motions anymore. It's joy. Hallelujah. It's what I've been looking for all my life. Hallelujah. And it becomes my very motive of rejoicing and honoring and praising and serving my God because of the new creature. Ooh, born again by the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and everybody likes new things. Hallelujah. New things is what brings joy into our lives. The newness of God's Word, the newness of God's Spirit. Have you been filled with the Spirit of God? Today. Tonight, within the last 15 minutes. Woo! Hello! Is it that new? Praise God. Are you one of those? Oh, yeah, I got filled with the Holy Ghost back in 92. Great. What's that doing for us today? God said, I'll make all things new. Now, we all grab a hold of this scripture. His mercies are renewed every morning. That means my Christianity can be new every morning. Praise our God. This is where real joy comes from. Oh, glory to God. I could probably start talking to everybody, and my, wasn't yesterday a day? I could give you a long 8-hour story of yesterday that was not fun, was not really what I wanted to do, and production was zilch. Woo! My. But it was a new day. And it really did. It gave an opportunity, and it was something that was said with the individual that was helping me and what we was working on. He said, well, we didn't get a whole lot accomplished today, but we got a lot of catching up done. We did. Now we talked about all kinds of things and a lot of things and spiritual things. And so we didn't get a lot of productivity done in the natural realm, but I believe there was a little bit done in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. But see, it's always a brand new day, and I don't talk about that derogatory. It is reality. That's why mercies are renewed every morning. Hallelujah. Because we're going to need them for the newness of life for that day. Praise God. Because it's a new and living way. Oh, praise God. Let's back up. Galatians 6:15. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But here's where it's at. But a new creature. A new creature. A new creature in Christ. You know, sometimes we're new creatures, all right. Yeah. The beast comes out in us. The snarly individual comes out in us. The evil twin. That ring any bells? Woo! We've preached on that once or twice before, maybe, in the last 35 years. Woo! Yeah, sometimes the creature shows up, but it ain't the new creature that the Bible's talking about. Now, really, it's the old creature. It's the old man. It's the old nature. And it'll show up no problem if I don't put on the new nature. If I don't put on the new creature, hallelujah. And how many have found out, I'm just curious, how many have found out that putting on the old creature brings no joy at all? You know, I don't know that I've ever had any joy in a carnal moment. Not real joy. I may have thought like I won or got the upper hand or had the final say, which is garbage. No. But there's no real joy in that. Real joy is when I submit, when I surrender, when I give in, when I'm flexible. Oh, hallelujah. When I'm compassionate and long-suffering. That's real joy. Praise God. Why? Because it's the Word of God coming alive in my life. And that's where real joy is found. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo, glory, glory. We got a lot of people wanting the joy of the Lord. They don't realize how it comes. It comes by letting God have control of my life. Woo, hallelujah. And not the old creature, the new creature. Hallelujah. Having control of my life. Ephesians 4:24. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So I've got to put on the new man. I've been given the new man. I've got that when I was born again by the Spirit of God. New creature was created inside of me. Hallelujah. Oh my, but then when Sister Pepper doesn't do something that I think she should have done, I gotta put on the new man and overlook it. Yeah, I thought you'd get a hold of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now don't go be talking about all the times I didn't put on the new man. Woo! Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. Those times of intense fellowship when the new man didn't show up like he should have. But the old man was right there to take control when he did. You don't have to invite the old man. He comes uninvited. But you have to invite and purposely put on the new man. Ooh, hallelujah, because that's what the Bible says. Put on the new man. Praise God that God has given us. Oh, glory. Romans 6:4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism and into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Oh, wow. This is where the growing process sometimes hurts. Mm-hmm. Now, don't raise your hand, but how many will acknowledge with me? There are multitudes of times we have not actually walked in newness of life. We have allowed new to become old. In other words, we haven't kept it fresh and new, and thus it became old. And then when we needed that life, it wasn't there. And like I said previously, just a moment ago, the creature says, oh, I'll step right on in. Here, let me help you. I'll show you how this should be done. Uh-huh. Woo! My. And 101 reasons why I should be vengeful. Mm-hmm. Woo! My. Walking in that newness of life is what it's all about, because that's where real joy is found. Oh, hallelujah. That your joy might be full is what Christ wanted in the disciples and your life and mine. Hallelujah. And the way that joy is going to be full is walking in that newness of life. And to walk in that newness of life, I've got to learn what it is. I've got to learn what it is. Now, it's kind of like what Sister Olivia said. It's been written in here for a reason. Woo! Hallelujah. Because everything written in God's Word was written with you in mind. Woo! Praise God. And when I say you in mind, He knows we are but flesh. He knows we have a carnal nature. And so He has written His Word so we can be victorious over it and walk in that newness of life. He has given us the gift of salvation to bring about that new creature, and then He's given us the gift of the infilling of the Holy Ghost whereby we can walk in that new creature. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so then as we walk in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Will not fulfill the old creature's desires, but we will fulfill the new creature's desires, and we will find real joy every time. You know what I'm talking about. How many times has God spoke to you and moved in your heart and your mind to bring you into a new truth, and you finally said, "Yes, Lord, I will," and the greatest joy floods your soul because you answered correctly. And you surrendered it all. Woo! There is nothing like saying yes to God, bringing about true joy in your heart and in your soul. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So we move on. Glory. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. That resurrection power. That power in that inner man. Romans 7 and 6. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Okay, let me throw something at you here. Which would you rather have? Compassion or criticalness? Let's take a test here. Which would you rather have, Titus, compassion or criticalness? No, nobody needs criticalness. Which would you rather have? I'm going to stop right here, and I think it's unanimous. Everybody that would rather have compassion than criticalness, raise your hand. Okay. All right. You realize this was a loaded question, right? Okay. I knew you realized that because I'm preaching. Praise God. We should serve in newness of spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. The oldness of the letter is criticalness, harshness, condemnation. But the newness of spirit, there is now, therefore, no condemnation. Woo! To those that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And the fruit of the Spirit. And love. I'm just going to stop right there. The fruit of the Spirit, love. I realize there's more of a mention, but hey, we can't even get past that one most of the time. Because if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you find out what love is. Long-suffering, compassionate, hallelujah. Oh, forbearing, endeavoring. I mean, everything about love is newness of spirit, compassion. Compassion. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Because after all, what do you want? Compassion. Then what are you going to give? Criticalness. Not in newness of spirit, you will not. Woo! Not in real joy, you will not. Hallelujah. You know, it doesn't take me very long to realize when somebody's having difficulty in their Christianity and their Christian walk with God, doesn't take me very long at all to realize, you know, I was there once. We forget so quickly how immature we were. and many times how immature we are. Hey. How's your attitude when you don't get to do what you want to do in church? I don't want you to raise your hand. I just want you to think. Yeah, when you don't get to do what you think you should have done in church. How's your attitude? Did you sit on the service? Did you just sit there and pout? Oh, that's newness of spirit, isn't it? No, that's the oldness of the letter. Yeah, there ain't no joy about that, is there? You know, do you realize what the Bible says? You know, when people weep, we're supposed to weep with them. When they rejoice, we're supposed to rejoice with them. When they sing, we're supposed to sing with them. Amen. When they preach, we're supposed to preach with them. Woo, hallelujah. In other words, when we see what's going on in the service, we should be right there in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Just being obedient to God and not pouting because we couldn't sing. Praise God. I'm sorry. Woo. Because I have found the newness of spirit is never offended with the truth. But the oldness of the letter is always offended by truth. Because, well, that preacher's just picking on me. You got it. You nailed it. You pegged me. What did Jesus say? He said, I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the sinner so he could be saved. Hallelujah. If you're going to pout, you're going to miss it. But if you're going to be humble like a sinner in repentance, you're going to be blessed and you're going to have joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is the saying? No, Brother Lucas's grandma told him, if you're having trouble getting in at the saint's gate, where do you go? You go to the sinner's gate. Hallelujah. You go right back to square one and make sure you're repenting of every wrongdoing you're doing. And if you're sitting in the house of God pouting, you got some repenting to do. Because you should be rejoicing. Unless everybody's pouting. Bible teaches. I mean, if I'm pouting, don't teach that. I'm sorry. I was just giving you a test there, but giving you a reality, I mean, you know, what would it be like if Brother Pepper just come in pouting all the time? Yeah. I mean, you know, we would have a real grand time here, wouldn't we? Oh, there's just nothing good about this service tonight. All right, I'm leaving. Woo! Newness of life. Hallelujah. Newness of spirit. Praise God. Everything about Christianity is newness of spirit. Newness of God's word. Newness in my life. Hallelujah. This is where real joy comes from. Real joy doesn't come from everything going my way. Real joy comes from everything going God's way. Hallelujah. Oh, man, when God's happy, everybody's happy. Hallelujah. And this is what we're after, and this is what God has provided for us, that we could do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Thus, He can bless us and encourage us and pour His Spirit out upon us and renew us, and we're going to have great joy in our salvation. I've got to be honest with you. Ever since I've got saved, I've had joy. I mean, I've had some hard times and some difficult times and times that made me sad. But yet, because I was obedient to God and I followed God through that trial and through that hard time, I come out with joy. I still got joy. After all the things that I've been through, I still got joy. Why? Because real joy comes from newness of life, which is a reflection of my submission to my God. Hallelujah. And that's why I can have real joy in the midst of all the circumstances, because it doesn't shake my God. Woo! Hallelujah. Revelation 21, verse 5. He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." To the unsaved, the thief on the cross, in the last moments of his life, had newness. Newness of life. King Manasseh was an evil king to start with. And God took him captive into Babylon. And in Babylon, he repented. And he confessed his sin, so to speak, and he turned to the one true God. And God brought him right back out of Babylon and put him right back into his kingship. And he served God with newness of life. All through the scripture, you find those that came to Jesus, they left with newness of life. He said, "Your sins are forgiven." Joy instantaneous. Real joy. Hallelujah. Glory. You see, he said, "I make all things new." That's not just in the future. That's right now. That's right now. Hallelujah. If your life is not really what you think it ought to be, you can ask, and he'll give you new life. If you're a weary Christian, he'll give you new strength. If you're afflicted, he'll give you new courage. If you're anxious over unsaved loved ones, he'll give you a new faith. Everything about God is newness of life. And that's where you find a smiley face on a balloon. Real joy. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to the King. Praise be to our God. I think you understand that real joy comes from a real relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Father, through the Holy Ghost of God. As I keep my heart broken and contrite, and I am ready to follow wherever he may lead and do whatever he would ask of me, even if it goes against the grain, so to speak, that willingness to change for Christ, to be the compassionate one instead of the critical one, the long-suffering one instead of the impatient one, the one that sees the glass half full instead of half empty. See, I realize it takes a negative and a positive, but there's plenty of negative, so we need more positive. Woo! Because the negative is in this world. The negative is in the old carnal nature, and the positive is in the Spirit of God. Woo, hallelujah. And so we got to make sure that we are determined to walk in that newness of life, and thus walking there, we will find the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. That God has promised to those that believe, those that follow, those that give themselves wholly into his hands. It's real joy. It's not a made-up joy. It's not a put-on-face joy. No, it's just real joy. Hallelujah. And you can't really hide it. It just comes forth. It just comes forth. Oh, it doesn't mean you're not going to have a moment when the enemy tries to take it away. But you're going to become wise to the tactics of the enemy, and you ain't going to let it go. You're going to cling, woo, to that unchanging hand. Hallelujah. And maintain real joy. Real joy. Praise God. Father in heaven, we love and praise you. We adore you. We thank you, O God, for the provisions in your salvation. Lord God, to bring us that newness of life, that abundant life. God, that life full of joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word, the gift of salvation, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, they are there for our taking, our embracing, and our using. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that we can be more than conquerors in this life, overcomers in this world. Hallelujah. And we can do it with great joy, oh, God. Praise be to your holy name. Hallelujah to the King. Oh, let's come around these altars and let's find a place to give some praise to our God. Hallelujah. To do some rejoicing to our God. To let our needs be known unto our God. Hallelujah. A lot of times, just letting God know our dilemma, letting God know our troubles, turns around and he brings joy in the midst of the troubles. Hallelujah. As we put it in his hands and not in ours.
When I've lost my direction, where the